Many Hispanics are recent immigrants who work in factories or on farms. Others with limited skills, often without immigration papers, work as day laborers. But if they live in the United States, U.S. law says they need to be counted. Representation in Congress depends on the count. So do grants and loans from the federal government, says Connie Silva Bodifol of the U.S. Census Bureau.
The government will be distributing $400 billion for the next 10 years. And they are going to base that distribution on the amount of people that live in the different communities. So if you don't count yourself, your community is going to be hurting.
A recent community forum addressed the issue. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa said immigrants have a poor response rate and many need encouragement to complete the census form.
Folks who have language obstacles, and in a city that's 46% foreign-born and that has many of these demographic groups in very high concentrations, it's really important for us to get that word out.
Recently, Latino organizations met at a local high school to encourage students to help their parents fill out and mail the census form. A promotional video helped spread the message. Actress Rosario Dawson was in one video that promotes the census to Hispanics.
I'm saying that this money, this opportunity that could be lost if it's not used, will not happen to you again for another 10 years. 10 years. So it's really very important that you make your voices heard.
More than 10 million people are believed to have entered the country illegally, and many of them are Hispanic. Although most are never deported, they face the looming threat of deportation. Census officials assure them that the data collected will not be shared with immigration officials. But because of the reluctance of Hispanics to participate, officials admit that getting an accurate count of the country's Hispanics will be difficult. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.